Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our B2B training call this beautiful Monday morning, November 25th, 2019. This is Mark Riches hosting the call from Cookeville, Tennessee. My brother Mike Riches is traveling today, so he's asked me to step in and fill his shoes. So I'm excited to have everyone on the call. Welcome. A special welcome to all of our new associates. We've got some really great recruiting going on right now. We've got a lot of new associates on the call. And if this is your first call, welcome. We're excited to have you on board and look forward to working with you and helping you achieve your goals. We've got today an amazing trainer lined up joining us from Arkansas. We've got Timber Mosley, one of the top producers in all of Legal Shield, and has written over 3,000 personal sales in the short time she's been involved in Legal Shield. So I hope you have your pen and paper and ready to take some notes. It's going to be power-packed information from Timber. I've also got Mr. Jim Tanner standing by from Boston with some important event announcements. But before I do that, I just want to, again, welcome everyone to the team. This is Thanksgiving week. It's a great week, as we talked about, to get out there and talk to your decision makers. And this is probably the very best gifting week that exists. So if you want to get out there and get in front of decision makers, drop them a little gift, this is the perfect week to do that. In fact, the next 2 to 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, will be the perfect days to do that in the entire year. There's not a better time to drop by, see your businesses that you're working with, and drop them a small little gift for Christmas. We'll talk more about that, but not so much a Christmas gift. I'm talking just a holiday gift. It's a great time to do that. I'll come back and talk about that in a minute. Let's take the call up to Boston. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner, $200,000 income earner, joining us this morning, Millionaire Club member. Mr. Tanner, congratulations on your success and the growth of your team. I know you're excited to wrap this year up. It's been a great year. I know you've got some information on some upcoming events to share with us.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Riches. Man, I am so excited to be here with you. And welcome, good morning to all of the success team from coast to coast and country to country. And I'll say this, yes, I am. I'm thinking a lot about the year. I'm thinking a lot about the goals I had on January 1, the meetings I've had with my wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, to look at where we wanted to be at the completion of 2019, the beginning of 2020, and then the meetings along the way as we checked our progress. I hope all of you have had those experiences. But I want you to know that I'm not looking ahead to 2020 right now. I'm finishing what I started, and I'm keeping the promises I made to myself and my family and to my business in 2019. And one of the things that's been on my calendar all year, even before we had the dates picked, was the Tennessee Success Academy. And I asked Mr. Riches if I could just come on and share just briefly my thoughts about this event, because I have to be, I just want to be transparent with everybody. I talked about this last Thursday on our call. I have said many, many times that that if I had not gotten to my first Legal Shield International Convention, I probably wouldn't be here today. But the bigger truth, the full story is, had I not accepted Mark Rich's invitation to come to Cookeville, Tennessee, when I was really a brand new associate, when I didn't know what was going to be in Cookeville, Tennessee, I didn't know what I'd miss if I didn't go. But by experiencing that, that was really the catalyst. That was my first experience at a live event, and that was the reason I went to my international convention. So I don't know that I would have ever made it to the big Legal Shield event had I not experienced the incredible content and just the joy of being around successful people and my fellow associates, people that were at the same level as me, folks that were trying to go where I was trying to go, and we were all there learning together. And so I'm pumped that we're going to be having this event and that it really is right around the corner. Many of you have registered, and we want you to know that the invitation is still open. Let me just tell you what you're going to be experiencing. First of all, on Friday, December 13th in Cookeville, Tennessee, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Cookeville, and we're going to do a full day of training, what we call Session 1 on Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Of course, we'll have a break. We'll make sure everybody has plenty of breaks and get some lunch. But we're going to be training that day. You're going to be trained by six-figure annual income earners, Millionaire Club members. And the topics are going to range from leadership skills to recruiting and building your own agency within the Legal Shield framework, how to be a more productive professional in everything you do with your Legal Shield business. Again, I think about the how awestruck I was, how I had thought I knew so much going into that event the first time I attended. And not only did I learn a tremendous amount at that event, but every subsequent event ever since, I've continued to learn and hone my skills. I think about Adam Thompson, $200,000 earner. I remember his first event. He took a notebook full of notes, and he went home and he applied those and became a ring earner coming out of that event. This is something you don't want to miss. And that Friday evening, after our day of training, Mr. Mark Riches and his wife, Jennifer Riches, have opened up the Riches Ranch for the annual Christmas party. That will be from 6:30 to 8:30. Again, a phenomenal event, a great way for you to appreciate and maybe understand at a deeper level what it really means to be in service to an international team of associates. And you'll see the results of earning millions of dollars with a Legal Shield business right there. You can reach out and touch it and experience it at the Riches Ranch. And you're going to be in great community with all of your fellow associates there as well. And then again, on Saturday, we're going to go back to training on Saturday for about half a day, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. More training, more development. It's going to be a phenomenal event. I don't have the list of speakers in front of me, but I do know that I'm going to be there, and I'm going to bring my heart and soul to each and every one of you. Dr. Danielle Russo is going to be there with a training that she's been doing across the country. She does it for teachers here in our community, training she just did at the American Society of Criminologists, and that she continues to do all over the country based on a book that she has coming out in May. So you're going to want to be there for that as well. And I mentioned, and again, to register, to reserve your seat, we do have limited seating, but we have space for you. So please go into your back office, click on the calendar icon in the toolbar, and register for a few seats for yourself, your spouse, your team members for the Tennessee Success Academy December 13th and 14th. And you'll also notice on that very same screen all the information about that Legal Shield International Convention that I was just talking about, which is coming up in 2020. That is the big event of the year for Legal Shield, for all of us as associates. It'll be in Dallas, Texas this year as we lead the change in Dallas 2020. You're going to learn more. Again, that event is April 2nd through the 5th, and you can register from the same icon in your toolbar in your Success Team back office. But you're going to learn more about that event in the coming days and weeks. Here's what you need to know now. From somebody who's been here for 15 years, for somebody who's been built by Legal Shield, for somebody who at their core has been developed and trained to become a leader in this company, you want to be at that event. Don't miss out on these incredible opportunities to springboard your business forward faster than it could ever be on your own. You don't have to feel around in the dark. You don't have to be isolated. You are in business for yourself, but when you come to these events, you will know that you are not in business by yourself. And when you see and feel and experience the heart and the wisdom of the leaders that want to pour into you, you will understand why so many of us have had such incredible breakthrough careers with Legal Shield so far. And the cool thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the best is certainly still yet to come. Mr. Riches, I'm excited for every opportunity we get to spend with the team. I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing many of our associates in Cookeville in just a couple weeks. And be sure to book your hotel. We have our Tennessee Tech graduation that weekend. December's a tough time to find hotels in Cookeville, believe it or not, but that is a conflicting weekend, and the hotel rooms are getting very scarce. So we do have a few rooms in our block still. I think they're good till the end of this month at a very discounted rate, but there's other hotels in the area, and all of that information's on the flyer in your back office. So again, I look forward to seeing many of you there, and also I'm definitely excited about Dallas and getting our team together there in April. I just wanted to mention real quick, end of the month, it's going to be kind of an interesting end of the month for as far as new groups being processed. This Wednesday, the 27th, you know, literally 3 days before the end of the month, that's the cutoff, okay? Because Thursday and Friday, they're not going to be verifying groups, and Saturday either. So you have to get them in before Wednesday. And remember, you can send your groups in, your group authorization cards in, before you have production. So you don't have to wait. We used to have to wait till we had five cells and send them in that way. Legal Shield would like them in beforehand now so they can get the groups set up and verified, and then you're able to just enter those apps in your back office. So that, and those can be processed. Your Legal Shield at Work online entries can be entered all the way up till midnight on Saturday, November 30th. But don't wait till the end of the month. Get everything in. Be sure to check your Performance Club points. We've got a lot of folks focused on Senior Director and Executive Director this month. In fact, I think this might be a record month for Executive Directors. We've got a lot of great group production, as November and December always are big production months for us. And I just encourage you to get everything in and check your Performance Club. I mean, we want every person on our team to be Performance Club qualified. And I'm talking to even the new people. We have brand new people that will join the business today and tomorrow, and they'll PC qualify before the end of the month. So if they can do it, you can do it. You're on the call on Monday morning. You got a whole week, but the cutoff is going to be Saturday at midnight for all online applications. But if you need a new group verified, Wednesday, 5 p.m. And again, it needs to be in there way before 5 so that they can verify the group. And if it's not verified before 5 p.m., then, of course, it won't get processed this month. So just be aware of that. Again, I'm really one other quick announcement is next Tuesday. So we'll hit this on the call again next Monday. But next Tuesday, there is a special webinar. This is on those webinar series that Mike Riches has worked so hard to put together. And this one, at 4 p.m. Central Time, next Tuesday, December 3rd, is going to focus on 2020 goal setting. And it's going to just be power-packed with information on, number one, how to close out the year in a huge way, and number two, how to set your goals for 2020. And it's going to feature our $200,000 and multi-millionaire club member, Mr. Mike Riches. And here's the thing. It is almost sold out. These have become very popular. I think we had 480 people on the last one. I don't know where it caps out as far as the limit. I think it's 500, but you want to register for it today and make sure that you're at least registered. And it's really nice. It will send you a reminder on Monday, and it'll send you a reminder right before the webinar on Tuesday once you're registered. And here's where you go to register. You can go to the calendar in our back office, and it's the top item in there. Or you can just go to solutionswebinar.com. Again, solutionswebinar.com. Be sure that you're registered for this upcoming December 3rd webinar. It's going to be incredible information. It's probably one of the most valuable hours that we have available on a monthly basis for our entire team. And the last of those series, if you miss the others, you can go again to your back office under the, I think, let me just look here. Hang on just a minute. Sorry, I wasn't prepared, but it's under the advanced, under business solutions, and it's under the additional B2B training. So additional B2B training, and under that link, and you'll see them all right there at the top, crushing your cold calls, next level decision maker meetings, expanding your sphere of influence through warm market prospect. I mean, there they all are, successful partnering with brokers, featuring Brian Parker, Sam, so there's some of those webinars right at the top of those, top of that page, and I would encourage you to watch some of those if you haven't watched those series. They're fantastic. Well, I'm really excited about our featured trainer this morning. This is a gal that I've come to know over the last year really well. She's worked some of my groups down in the state of Louisiana. She's a great enroller, a hard worker. Just one of the hardest workers I know in Legal Shield. She's a top producer. As I mentioned earlier, she's written over 3,000 personal memberships. And she's, of course, a ring earner and just an incredible individual. And I'm so honored to have on our call this morning Ms. Timber Mosley. Timber, thank you so much for being on the call, joining us live from Arkansas. And we appreciate you taking time away from your family and your business and sharing with each of us. I know you're going to be at our December event as well. We'll look forward to spending time with you there, but I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Can you hear me good, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So when Mark had asked me to do this call, I got online and I was like, I'm going to find something that just sticks out to me and then I'm going to kind of take some notes. And so I knew last week I was going to do this call this week. So in my notebook, I just wrote down real life situations of what I would want to know if I was starting group marketing. And here's the thing I think that's so awesome about y'all's call is every week he puts people on here who are not only doing the thing, but they're doing the thing well. And so they had to start somewhere. So if you're on this call and you're like, man, this just really hasn't worked for me yet, I think the key word is yet. And I love it when Nick Serba says the key word's yet, because if we realize that, you know, some people it takes a month. Some people are Adam Thompsons and they go make more money than people that have been doing it for years. Some people just are satisfied with $500 extra a month. And I think the thing that I would tell you guys is the biggest deal, and, you know, your legal show businesses, don't get discouraged by what somebody else is doing if your story needs to be different for you to be winning. And a lot of people just need $1,000 extra a month and they're winning, where some people want to be a Mark Riches and make, you know, well over $1,000 a day. And so I want to go ahead and start out by just telling you guys the title of my message. And if you want to get a pen and sheet of paper, this is actually supposed to be like a self-reflection training. So nobody's going to be looking at your pen and paper, but be honest with yourself. So maybe you'll write down something that you haven't, you know, spoke into existence before. Maybe you'll write down something that makes you realize it's a problem that's hindering you, and maybe you'll come to a realization of something that you need to be doing to get to where you want to be. So the message today is God provides the wind, but man must raise the sails. And I think the wind is our Legal Shield opportunity. There is an opportunity here where it's a God-given thing where anybody can come in. You don't have to have any type of, like, I mean, you don't have to go get a degree. You don't have to put yourself in major debt to do this, because everybody needs the membership. And when you come in and you spend $100, you go into the black basically by going out and it right in your first group. So if you just get one person that you know who's a center of influence within you and what you do every day to sell a small business plan to, or even a double plan to, you've almost gotten back what you put into this. But when we really start raising ourselves and stepping up our game, this investment, small investment we make to be a CEO of our own operation, can turn into a network very quickly. Because I watched what Mark put up on Facebook the other day, and I thought that was one of the coolest things about all the men that had created networks, and they are where they are today because they had a network of people behind them. But very quickly, you can have business partners that you attracted to your circle that are going out and doing what you're doing, so that you can have a lifetime of residual income. But I'm going to ask Mark a few questions, and I'm going to answer these same questions for you guys. And while I'm asking, I want you guys to answer the same questions on your sheet of paper. But steps to raising yourselves so success is evident for you, I want you guys to really think hard on this. And maybe your inception to Legal Shield was 1999. Maybe your inception was like mine, October 26, 2008, because that was my birthday when I turned 18 years old. And my mom is an associate. She's awesome at Legal Shield, and she decided I needed to be an associate too, and it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. But I want you guys to remember the moment you decided to be an associate. I want you to write down where you were. How did the information make you feel? And ultimately, it might have not been the information that you were presented, but what was your ultimate goal when you came into this business? So I'm going to let Mark answer that. I want to know where you were at, Mark. How did you feel, and what was your ultimate goal in your Legal Shield business?
All right. Well, I joined in 1994, so 25 years ago in September. I was 28 years old, living in an apartment in New Orleans, and we had five children. I think four in diapers, and I was earning about between $1,000 and $1,500 a month. I think when I share my story, most often I say $1,500, but there were some months we didn't even quite make that. But I was selling long distance services to companies, and when I saw my sponsor do an enrollment where he made $3,300 in about 15 minutes. My goal right then was to just make an extra $500 a month, because we were spending $2,000 a month just to keep food on the table and our bills paid. and I was only making $1,500 on the best month. So if I could just fill that gap of $500, that was my initial goal when I joined Legal Shield.
Okay, and when you started working, who came out by your side, walked with you hand in hand, and did everything for you to figure it out?
Well, no one did anything for me. I watched him do that one enrollment, and that was about my involvement with him. He kind of moved away right after that, and he was not with me on my first enrollments. But, you know, he was there, and he opened the door for me, and I watched him do an enrollment where he wrote 33 out of 37 in a group. So I said, hey, if he can do that, I can do that. It took me a little bit to adjust my presentation down, but, you know, he left the state after that and moved back, I think, to Wisconsin. And I didn't have a whole lot of contact with my sponsor, but I figured it out, and, you know, within a month I had written 107 memberships. So,
wow. And it was probably just because the why behind at the apartment where you needed to figure out how to fill the gap was big enough that it didn't matter what your how was. You just figured out how to conquer it and get it done.
Yeah. And I think seeing him do an enrollment really got my belief level. I mean, I knew, see, when I saw him do an 8-minute presentation, I thought when I did my first presentation, it was about 20 minutes, and I didn't do very well. I don't usually tell that part of the story, but so it just took some fine tuning and tweaking but I tried to get back to what I had seen. And what's great with the team now is we have that right on video in our back office, so a person can watch that over and over and over. They can watch a decision maker in an enrollment over and over and over and until they get it. So the key is to get as closely aligned as possible. But that was my initial experience, you know, out of the gate.
And I would say that video works because I don't know if it's the same one you used to have, but my mom is Debbie Mosley, and she's marketed thousands of these memberships, and she learned her presentation from watching Mark Riches sell Legal Shield in prison in a video from the prison. And so,
and just to clarify, I was not in prison. I was just doing enrollments in prison.
Okay, well, he was not in prison because you can't sell Legal Shield in prison. So
right.
Out of prison in enrollment.
I spent my first 2.5 years in prison with this company. So.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're glad that you got your life right. Anyway, but I'm just saying it's pretty cool because I learned her presentation, which came from you, and now sometimes I work in a prison with you. So that's pretty cool if you think about it.
Yeah.
But same question for me. So when I decided to do Legal Shield, I don't really think it was my decision, I guess, when I first became an associate, but when I decided to actually do it, I had actually took my mom's debit card and went and did a little shopping and didn't really have her permission, the truth, and she told me I wasn't going to be able to pay her back where I worked at, so I was going to work with her, and I thought, oh, okay, cool, I'll go pass out paperwork for you. That'll be awesome. And we got to a school building, and she said, I'm going in the elementary, you're going in the high school. And I said, what am I supposed to talk about? She's like, I don't know. I guess you'll figure it out. You mock me all the time with what I do. So I was already an associate. I was group certified, went in a building and did a presentation. And when you owe your mom some money that you've got to pay her back, it's a lot easier when you can go in and do a presentation that can make you a good amount of money because it's not going to take you as long to pay somebody back. So went to school, did my presentation. It took me about 15 to 20 minutes. I had watched her do it many times. I had never done a presentation. I remember down there thinking, what am I going to do? Because teachers are kind of, they can eat you alive if you don't control the room. But anyway, I did the presentation. I had some people sign up, took the paperwork back out to the car, and then I thought to myself, wow, it's kind of amazing that, you know, I get kind of what they're talking about with this thing about buying your time back because I just made what I would make in a week at work in about a 20-minute setting, and that's pretty awesome that somebody that didn't have any experience that just kind of went in there and did that can do something like that. And that very much so intrigued me. And I guess how I felt when I started doing Legal Shield was, I don't know, I just wanted to go sell memberships. I was a part of an organization where we were always taught that you just get it done and you go ED when you say you're going to ED, and so I guess my ultimate goal was always just to be an executive director at first because I was, you know, 22 years old, and executive director is a pretty cool thing at 22 years old. And so I 8 years later, want to have a bunch of executive directors, and I want to be an executive director by like the fifth or sixth of the month, so I can focus on locking arms with those individuals and telling them how to do things so that they can be more effective and they don't have to, you know, have the same curve that I might have. And who directed me on what to do was definitely my mom, because she's very, very good with groups that other people can't figure out. So she was always very good at figuring out how we were going to get back in a group, how we were going to make people happy. I got pregnant with Mason about 6 months after I started working Legal Shield, which is my 7-year-old. And this is the very best business you could be in as a single mama, because I've been able to do anything that I wanted to do with him because of this company. And she was a single mom when she started the business. But I can remember us going into a presentation one time because we were called by Legal Shield and they were like, this group's going to cancel if somebody don't go fix it. And so we were going to fix somebody else's mess. And as soon as we got there, somebody was like, hey, I'm mad as crap. Somebody sold me a plan and said it's going to do this, 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 and this. And I was just sitting there like, man, I'm nervous. I got a baby in my belly. I don't even know what to say in this. Kind of wanted my legs to shake and I wanted to go back to the car. And my mom was in there and she handled it like a pro. And she said, well, I'd be mad as crap too, but if you'll sit down, we'll tell you what it's going to do. And from that moment on, I kind of just realized, wow, it don't really matter what somebody comes at you with. If you become confident in what we're doing and how we're doing it, you can control the situation. And it really made my business be completely different when I learned how to control any situation that can be thrown at me. And now the next thing is, look at your current business and have you reached your first goal? I reached mine, and it sounds like Mark reached his, and then multiplied it by some, a lot actually. And then it says, if not, what do you think has kept you from it? And I want to tell you guys, I know that we all have things that happen. We all have adversities. We all have trials. We all have things that we have to face. And I don't think those adversities are excuses, because honestly, one of our dear friends, when I started working Legal Shield, he actually passed away in a car wreck, and we actually went to work about 3 days later because my mom had to go to work, and I watched her ED that month. My brother's been arrested for armed robbery, made national news. We still work those months. We still ED'd. We still hit our goals. And I watched the company pay my mom abundantly during that time. And I can just tell you guys that it really doesn't matter what's going on in life. You work this business so that when those things happen, you're still paid and you're still taken care of. And so if you haven't reached those goals, I can tell you guys it's very important to do so before a rainy day does come in your life so that you and your family will be taken care of. So I think here are some of the things that I had to realize for me, for my business to progress. And I think this is a big one, and we hear it all the time, but I think it's actually like set in now. Exerba used to tell me things all the time, and I used to get mad at him because I didn't understand them when I wasn't personally developed. And now that I am personally developed, I think Nick Serba is one of the wisest owls I know. But some of the things he made me realize in the business is, it's not about who you like, who you don't like, what's going on, what's happening. If somebody don't pay your paycheck and they're not direct depositing it into your account, then really you shouldn't even care about their opinion. And that's the very first thing I wrote down. If somebody's not paying you, don't worry about their opinion. And one day he told me, he said, Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan, two greatest players ever that were a duo in the National Basketball League, but they never hung out one time outside of basketball. So what that means is, don't get mad at your money. If you have somebody that's on your team and, you know, you don't necessarily agree with them, that don't mean that they're not going to be your next executive director who helps you on the B2B side of things by making things easier for you to hit your goals each and every month. The next thing I learned was, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And I think that's a big, big one. You have to basically be the person that can take the ball with 10 seconds left and take it to the rack, be the person in your business that if something's going really bad and you need 20 counters, there's only 2 days left, you can dig them out somehow. And I think just different situations in life have taught me that this is a possibility. The first one was my mom woke me up one day, and this was before I was, like, really into Legal Shield. I was just, like, kind of hitting the performance club at this point in time. And she was like, I got 8 counters, and we got two schools set up today. Let's go. We're going to go ED. And the schools were pretty close to the Texas line, and we went down to them, and she went into one building. I went into one building. We were feeding them lunch. She did her lunch, and she came out and said, well, I got like nine, but we're going to go ahead and take them to Ada anyway, because back in the day there wasn't a senior director position, and you could get paid, you know, $90 more a month if you were ED opposed to director. And in a year's time, you know, that's $25,000 extra. So a lot of people drove to Ada at the end of the month to turn their stuff in because you couldn't scan. I went into a school building, and I met this lady right off the bat, and she was a cheer coach, and I was telling her about Legal Shield and what it could do for her while she's at work, and she's like, I never get the opportunity to go home, and parents are crazy this day and time. I need that. Sign me up. And I really didn't know how to sell the identity theft protector then, so I just sat there, and everybody that came in, I sold them a legal plan, and I think I wrote 30 memberships in a building giving people barbecue and feeding them. Whenever we walked out of the building, my mom was like, well, I got nine, but we're going to drive them to Ada even though we're not going to ED. And I pulled my apps out of my bag, and I had enough for her to hit executive director. And so we drove to Ada, and when we got there, Ken Moore scooted over, and he let us use his desk, and we started entering them one at a time until we got up to 50. And then she was executive director that month, and that really just taught me that you have to be the person that has the faith in your business, that even if it's the last day of the month, you go and get it done because of what it can do for your family the next month. The next thing is I will be the pacemaker of my organization and with the people that I attract. And I think I have to work on that one the hardest because I'm very good at being negative about people not doing as good as I personally do. And you have to realize that if you're going to be the pacemaker of your business, there's going to be oftentimes that people are not going to produce the way you're going to produce. They're not going to do as much as you're going to do. And the things that they have going on might keep them from wanting to have exactly what you want to have. Because I might want to make $10,000 a month. Somebody might want to make $1,000. And I should stand and clap for the person that makes $1,000 just like I do the person that makes $5 under me. So I'll just be the pacemaker and a positive platform for the people that I want to attract into my business. The next thing is I won't be satisfied with what I have on my calendar daily. I will look for opportunities to produce more and encourage more. I think when you look at your calendar, and I've seen this happen to tons of people, you might have the month set up for winter. You might have your month set up and a hurricane comes. You might have your month set up and you know, somebody dies. Like, I've gotten to a company before, and they're like, well, the owner's mom died, and we can't enroll today, but we'll get it done next month at our safety meeting. And that was my, you know, group that was supposed to push me over executive director. And so I think it's the most important thing to control your calendar in a way that you're always double booked. And what I mean by double booked is if you look at your week and your goal every week is to make $2,000, which is, you know, the $100,000 a year, and then you realize that you're only going to make $500 with what you have, you kind of have to guesstimate on where you're at to know how much more you need to set up. What I like to personally do is I can remember a time where my business was every single month, at the end of the month, I have to figure out how to ED. Now I try to live my life a little bit differently, and I try to get it done in the first, like, 20 days, so the last 10 days I can prepare for how big my next month will be. And that's really helped my business out a lot. The next thing is I'm a B2B professional as a major, but I will minor in recruiting so I can work smart and not hard. If I have 3 to 4 people underneath me that, you know, are going out and writing a small business plan or opening a group or hitting the performance club, then that's me only having to write 900 points in premium instead of 1,400. And so, therefore, that's one of my biggest goals is always keeping those 5 to 6 people on Performance Club as they grow into more and become more so that I can make sure that it makes it easier for me to go ahead and hit my premium. And then whatever I go over with, great, but I don't have to always be expected to sell $1,400 in premium. The next thing is I will set as many things up as I can in advance so I can set appointments around the things I'm going to do. A lot of people set up appointments and they have to have like a set in stone appointment with the decision maker. I try to be like unique in my approach, and so therefore if I'm going to write a group at 8 o'clock in the morning, then at 9 and 10 before I go to lunch, I'm going to go and walk in and see at least 2 people. I like to find companies where there's a guy named Bob behind the counter and Bob owns the establishment and he can tell me yes or no. And the reason I like those groups is because I know if I get Bob sold on it, then after I get Bob sold on it, then all I have to do is ask him who he knows, and it's so much easier to be sent somewhere by somebody that knows somebody than to walk in and it be a cold situation. I would say 50% of the groups that I've opened have been where people gave them to me by calling over to where I was going before I got there and giving me their stamp of approval. And a lot of times when you have an encouraging reference before you get over somewhere, the disposition of the meeting already starts out in a very positive way. And then my next thing says, I will go back to working this business as if I'm hungry again and I don't have a book of business under me. And in 2020, my biggest goal is to pretend that Legal Shield came and swept all my groups away from me and I have none left at all. And I have to go back out and figure out how to ED every month with nothing but what I'm opening. And so therefore, I'm going to write my current groups in the year of 2020, but I'm also going to try to get enough premium off of the new ones that I'm pretty much writing enough business to basically ED like twice in 1 month. So here's some of the things I wanted to start with so that it might help you guys understand like where to go if like you haven't established a group business. So I wrote down, when I had no accounts, where did I start to gain a full-time position with Legal Shield? So I did have my mom's accounts to work in sometimes, and I would open a group here and there, and I was very lucky with that. But I can tell you from like Mark's story and my mom's story, they started from scratch. And so I kind of think about people that have started from scratch. And you basically have two options. You can set appointments for someone, you can set appointments for yourself, or you can go walk in groups. And I just put down, like, I like to walk in because I get paid faster. So when I go and I'm doing, like, cold calling in a week, I try to pretend, like, if I don't sell anything, like, by Monday to have something set up by Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I don't get paid that week. And so I'll go start walking in on Monday and Tuesday, and I want to find somebody where I can just be like, hey, I'm working this area right now. I'd like to survey your employees, bring them donuts. This is a payroll deduction, but most of your employees don't have $300 to $500 at the end of the day to pick up the phone and call an attorney if something happens to them. Do you care enough about your employees to offer this as an employee, as a payroll deduction? And a lot of times in groups of 10 to 20 to 30 people, the owner will either say, yeah, we're interested in that, tell me more, or we're not interested at all. And you just have to get used to people telling you no and not really caring about it. One time I walked into this man's office, and this is a true story because I was on the phone with Jack Bufkin, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. But when I got out, I was about to cry, but I never let the guy know I was about to cry. And I walked into his office, and I said, I need to have about 10 minutes of your time to tell you about something. He said, I ain't got time to talk about your SHIT. And I said, well, I ain't got time to go tell nobody about your SHIT because I know a lot of people just like you know a lot of people, and I promise you I could bring you as much business as you could bring me. And word-of-mouth marketing is everything. And when an owner is not nice to the public, that doesn't say a lot about the owner. And as I was walking out, the guy came and got me, and he said, I want to hear about your stuff. Can you come sit down with me? I sat down with the guy. I did my presentation for him. That was on a Monday. On Wednesday, I spoke at his safety meeting for his employees, and by Friday, I was paid on that group. Because even though I wanted to cry at the point in time when he was rude to me, I fired right back at him and poised myself in a way that what I'm putting out is just as important as what he's putting out. And a lot of stuff in legal, your Legal Shield business is going to be about how you position yourself. There's going to be times you get to groups and they're like, I can't get everybody in here. And then you just let them know, like, hey, I'm really busy. If we could get a few more people, or if you could go grab a few more people, or if we could set this up for four different appointments in 20 to 30 minute increments, I'll stay here for 2 hours. But my schedule's really full for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to get back here. And I want to make this easy on your payroll clerk. So we need to keep this all within the same bill cycle so it'll be good for her too, so she'll allow me to come back. And I just learned objection. So like back in the old group school manuals, maybe Mark probably has one of those because he used to teach group school. It's a great thing to post those objections like for your team to see, because every objection that's thrown at you, if you know how to fire something right back at somebody, there's nothing that you can't overcome when you're going into groups. And the next thing it says, oh, by the way, so that guy likes me now, and he's actually sent me to 4 or 5 more companies. And then I also sold him a small business plan this year. So you can turn a bad situation into something great. The next thing is just be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Learn a script that flows. So I think my mom is the one that taught me this, but she actually wrote her script down on a sheet of paper when she started Legal Shield, and she would take it everywhere with her. There used to just be, you know, six little titles. You had, you know, the will, the protecting the driving record, the contract and document review, and you would just tell a story with each one of those things of something that it helped your customers with. Because I believe facts tell, stories sell. And I just learned how to tell really effective stories. And I think something that Melissa Wilder said to me or said at the New Orleans B2B event in 2017 that was a really big game changer for me is, when you're asking questions within a group, don't ask a question that applies to 10 to 25% of the people. Ask a question that's going to apply to all. So instead of asking people, you know, do you have teenage drivers, you should ask people who in here thinks insurance is too high. And ask questions where everybody's going to raise their hand, not just 1 to 2 to 3 people. Because if you were in a room full of people and there's 20 people in there and only 2 people have teenage drivers, you've lost all the other 18 people. So I wrote that down. Always ask important questions. Learn a script that flows. So when you can say that presentation, there's going to be a time you get a group set up and you're going to think you have 20, 30, 40 minutes, and you get in there and they're like, we have 5 minutes. What can you do? Well, the thing about it is if you're confident enough in that script, you can revert it down to 5 minutes to where you can still make a few sales while you're there. The next thing says inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. Conquer your fears and do not sit at home and think about it. Just get busy. And that was by Dale Carnegie. Master your presentation. Understand, like I said again, facts tell, stories sell. After I heard Mark and Mike speak at the 2017 convention, I changed all my stories in my presentation because Mike said the day his business changed was when he learned how to make all of his, he said he learned how to make every single one of his presentations where his stories were 30 seconds or less. So if you take your stories and it's taking you a minute and 10 seconds to tell the story, yes, it might be a great story to you, but you're losing people in the crowd who suffer from things like OCD, ADD, ADHD. And I know he said that because I wrote it in my notes in the conference, and I didn't even know Mark and Mike at that time. But I was thankful for that because each one of the stories that was in my presentation, I went home and timed myself on my phone, and I started effectively selling a lot more. And Mike said that was the same thing that happened to him. And I've watched through the years their income just rise and rise and rise. And I always, if I'm going to copy a cat, I want to copy the right cat. So the people that keep making more money is who I want to emulate. The last thing I wrote down is, last but not least, have faith in yourself. And faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You might be in a place in your life where you're like, hey, I need to just huddle up with a team and, you know, have a difference come from that huddle. And I truly believe that's what y'all's team meeting will be in December, is a place where y'all can all huddle up. And it might be hard for you to get there. You might spend all your money you have to go. I've been at conventions before where I spend all my money, and it's okay to admit it. But every year I go to convention with a little more money in my bank account than I had the year before. And so I'm making progress. And the thing about it is just really understanding that, like, you have to be okay with taking some risks to have rewards. And I think in, you know, in college games and stuff like that, they have a huddle, and coach does it so that there can be a difference within the game. And I think the game is Legal Shield. And if you go huddle with your team in Tennessee, there can be a huge difference outside of the huddle for you in 2020 to make an impact, not only in your family's lives, in your team's lives, and all the people's lives that you meet, and just become so much more than what you were before. And that's what I'm hoping for everybody that goes to that event. But mainly just having faith and understanding that today might be the day that things start changing for you and you flip a new leaf. I've watched a lot of people turn a new leaf. I've watched a lot of people that were in Legal Shield a lot longer than I was before they started being successful. And then very quickly their income level started just booming and booming and booming and booming because they just kept showing up. Think the person that doesn't quit is always the one that's going to win. It's kind of like being a little kid and the teacher telling you about the tortoise and the hare. The hare's great and everything, but at the end of the day, the tortoise always wins the race because he stayed persistent in his pursuit to the mission that he was on. And that's all I got for you guys, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Mark.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Timber. Fantastic information. Wow. Just incredible bullets there, nuggets that we can start our week with, close our month with. I love the title, God Provides the Win, but we must raise the sales, and it takes effort, it takes activity. And thanks for talking about that and talking about how we can achieve our goals. We appreciate you, and again, the information you shared with us today is fantastic. I know Jim Rohn is famous for saying, you know, it's not the wind that determines where you go, but it's the set of your sail. And the same wind blows on us all. I mean, and thank goodness God provides that. And thank goodness that we're in a great market right now where there's literally millions and millions of people looking for legal access. That's how I start my day. You know, millions of people are looking for legal access. Millions of people are scared of identity theft right now. And we have the number one solution for both those issues. And we just got to get out there and talk to more people. And what we find is a lot of people, you know, respond. I mean, Timber, you're probably seeing what do you think your percentage is when you talk to a new group of folks as far as the enrollment?
Well, I'm not like everybody else as far as how I sell. So I wouldn't say it's like a pressured sell, but like I would say my percentage, if I'm being 100% honest, is about 40% of the new people in there.
Okay.
And the second year is always the best because there's always somebody who's like, I love personally opening groups, but I love my second year that I go back in there. Because a lot of times in the insurance world, it's all about people, or in benefits world, period, it's all about people seeing people's face the second time. Because there's so many people that go in one time to companies and then they don't go back. But the second time people see their face and you remember something about somebody in that group, that makes people feel very special. They're so much more receptive to your product. And there's always one person who's had success with our product. And they stand up and they're like, it might be something as small as somebody the other day was like, I went to Disney World this summer and I saved more than I spent for 2 years of this product by the discounts that y'all have.
And absolutely.
So that paid for 2 years of my services. And I walked out of that room. That was a specific enrollment in August. And I walked out of the room with the other 20 people that didn't have the product the first year. So
absolutely.
I would say it's about doing a solid job and under-delivering the first time. So the second, third, fourth, and fifth time, you still have all the members on the books. But also, our products are over-delivering so that we're making residual income.
Absolutely. Great point there. And yeah, I mean, where else can you go? What other product can you go sell that gives you, you know, about a 50% participation rate in companies? And some people are getting higher than that. I mean, I've had groups where, you know, 90% of the people sign up, and I've had others where half of them get it. So what other product could we go in the marketplace with? I mean, I've talked to Aflac people, and they're lucky to get 10% is the highest they've ever seen. And that's a fantastic enrollment. So where you can go get 40 or 50 or 60% participation, that's unbelievable. And it's really because of the need in the market, and the product that we have fills that need. And I just challenge us to go out there. And I want to talk just a few minutes here in closing about gifting, because, again, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday are probably the three very best gifting days that we could have. And when I say gifting, I'm talking about just, let me give you an idea. Scott Brooks, I believe it was last year, he was in our studio and he did a little video training on this, but he had got these little Martinelli's apple cider, and I think they were, you know, $5 or something. I mean, maybe not even that, $3 or something. And I think he got a case of them at Costco, or a couple cases. But, you know, we're talking just a bottle of nice apple cider, okay, sparkling apple cider. Well, he put a little card, tied to the top of the bottle on each one, and it basically said, you know, looking forward to a great 2020 is what I'd put, you know, Legal Shield logo you could put on there and then sign your name or put your name. Your contact info would be great, at least your phone number. Probably not your email and stuff. Could you put a business card there? Absolutely. Something like that. So we're talking about just a small investment, but he had like 20 of these that he had made up, and then he just spent these few days right here that I'm talking about, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, going out to companies. Some of the companies he talked to were existing groups. He was just trying to develop that relationship, maybe get better access to the employees. Maybe one of the groups had done more of a email enrollment, and he wanted to get more face-to-face. So it just furthers the relationship. It develops the group. And part of it is just retention, keeping a good relationship with your groups. Now, those could be done later in December as well. some of the people and the companies he went to and the HR people that he, or the decision makers that he dropped those gifts to, were not groups of his. They were prospects. And that's what I want to talk about, is dropping a gift to the prospects. Maybe he had already done a decision maker meeting with them, probably so. Or it's a great company, perfect, you know, it lines up perfectly with what we're looking for as far as a group, but hasn't had the opportunity to present yet. Those would be great groups to drop a small gift. And again, you could maybe have a conversation with the decision maker while you're there, schedule something, get something on the calendar. But the main thing is just drop the gift, and now your name's in front of them, and that is the example, the perfect example of winning friends and influencing people. I remember visiting my sister in Logan, Utah many years ago. Her husband was a periodontist, and when I showed up to her house, they had these gigantic cookies being made, and they were all over. I mean, cookie sheets everywhere, and these were so big you could fit, you know, the size of a plate, so you could fit two per cookie sheet. And she had made up, you know, literally 100 or so cookies, and then they had saran wrapped, I think, 5 of them in a little bundle, and they had the little bows, and she has 8 kids, so, you know, they were all helping prepare these little gifts. And I said, I thought they were excited to see their uncle come to town, and they had made me all these cookies, but she said, no, we dropped these to all the dentists in town, and it's just something we do this time of year, every year. And she said, we drop them, and it has our card on the top, and just kind of, you know, helps encourage them to send referrals to my husband, which was the periodontist. So I thought, wow, that is, like, that's the perfect example of what I'm talking about. It can be home baked goodies. If you're not a good home baker, then don't start with this. Do not try sample, you know, sending cookies and brownies and stuff to people. People like Linda Pitt do it. Phenomenal. She's probably one of the best in our team. Renee McKnight. I mean, these people are in that gifting mode right now. It doesn't have to be expensive. Again, that apple cider bottle, Martinelli's, I'm guessing $2 to $3. You know, what a great investment in a company. You can do 10 of those for $30. Also at Sam's and Costco, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, you can get little $5 little gifts or $10 little gifts. You know, don't be tacky. Don't be cheap. You know, put a little investment out there, the returns will be phenomenal. And Scott Brooks shared with us his returns. I don't have the numbers, but they were substantial. Like, of the 20, I'm just making these up, but of the 20 he had gone to, he set up 6 of those groups for enrollments. I mean, stuff like that. It just works. That's how you develop the relationship. And this is the perfect week for doing that. And just encourage you to take action the next couple days. And not miss this window. The reason, Mike shared last week kind of the reasons why this week's so good, but it's a week that they don't get a lot of gifting. And, you know, around Christmas, they're going to get a lot more of that. So you can kind of beat the rush, get your name in front of them. Here's the other thing. You do it today, you're going to have enrollments in December. You do it in December, you're going to have enrollments in January. So not every group you set up is going to do the enrollment right now. Some will do it in December. Some will move it to January or February. You're going to need enrollments in all of those months. So however it falls, it's fine. But the sooner you do it, if you do it right now, you're more likely to have enrollments here during the month of December. What a great time, as things kind of slow down in some businesses, to go in and do a lunch and learn, provide lunch for all the employees, or you can do an identity theft workshop. In the season, the prime season of identity theft, the highest identity theft season is from this Friday, Black Friday, through Christmas. So that is the season of identity theft. That's when most identity thefts occur. That's when most stealing occurs, shoplifting occurs. I mean, we're in the season. We got to get out there and make sure that we get our name, our business card, our information in front of those prospects and build and develop those relationships. Again, thank you so much to Jim for hopping on the call talking about our events coming up. Hope you're registered for those. And thanks so much to Timber Mosley for a power-packed training, phenomenal information that will help all of us, you know, raise the bar, not just raise ourselves, but raise the bar and expect more out of our businesses as we close out 2019 and as we go into 2020. I appreciate each one of you being on the call tonight, or on the call today. God bless each one of you. Have a terrific day. and let's go out and get some gifts out in the market. Talk to you soon.